Sherry.
Yes, I have some questions for Grace. I'd like to know what your relationship is to Scientology. When I look it up on Google, and when you and I
you know,
have
that's, I think that's really out of order.
That's out of order.
I actually. Oh.
Let the chair run the meeting.
Yes,
no,
thank you.
Anybody can call somebody out of order.
Thank you.
Just stop it.
Thank you. It's a question on political relationships, I guess, and I think it's probably in order.
Exactly. So, excuse me, I'm not done with the question yet. I would like to know what your relationship is to Scientology. I have Googled you. You and I have had conversations on email. You told me that you're no longer a member of the church, but that you subscribe to the teachings of L. Ron Hubbard. I'd also like to know what your relationship was to the movement to approve the bombing of Kosovo. To begin with, those are two things that I'd like to know.
Okay, I'll start with the first one, the second one first. I have nothing to do with anything to do with the bombing of Kosovo. I don't know where that comes from. I never advocated the bombing of Kosovo. I was never in favor of the bombing of Kosovo. I am on record as a peace activist making strong statements about nonviolent solutions to that. In fact, I was interviewed by Alvin Toffler, and he cites me and refers to my to me in his one of his books called War and Anti-War, Survival in the 21st Century, if you want to know what my position is regarding the Balkans. It's just completely false. There's nothing in writing. I was never on an interview. There's no public statement that I ever made regarding Kosovo.
Second part, please.
The second part is this. I have a website. Anyone can look it up. It's www.religiousshunning.org. Okay? I had been a longtime member of the Church of Scientology. I was excommunicated from the church in April 2000. My own personal beliefs are my business. You are mischaracterizing them, Sherry. I believe in a lot of different things spiritually, including the Quaker concept, to speak to that of God in everyone. You know, that's one of my primary principles. Although I'm an agnostic, I still feel that that's something that I would like to hope to practice, to speak to that of God in the person I'm talking to. And there are principles in Scientology that I certainly believe. We have a code of honor and in that religion. But, you know, the question of religion, to be faced in a progressive organization with a question of religious discrimination or impugning my personal beliefs, I think is out of order. And I'm saddened. I was the spokesperson for Peace Action, Southern California Peace Action, 25,000 members. The board never had any qualms about my being a member of the Church of Scientology. And at that time, I was a member of Scientology in good standing. Stellar members of the community had faith and trust in me and allowed me to have my own personal beliefs and understood and saw that I was totally able to keep those separate and distinct from any political activity. I will never intrude my personal beliefs on this organization or this foundation. And I think it's really sad when we start to discriminate against people based on their personal beliefs.
And Grace, my apologies for describing the belief or participation in Scientology as a political organization.